The first round of the three-week playoffs in the Trail Super League, sponsored by Kootenay Savings Credit Union, started this past week with the four top seesaw all advancing. Top seed team Myron Nicol played a complete game against team Sandra Megger. Skip Nicol made a nice hit and stick for a deuce in the first, then forced team Megger to a single in the second. Skip Sandra made a perfect chap and lie behind cover with her last in the third that Skip Nicol couldn't outdraw, for a team Megger steal of one. Facing four with her last in the fourth, Skip Megger attempted a cross-ice hit and roll, that went a smidge too far, peeking out the other side, allowing Skip Nicol a delicate hack weight tap for a huge four. It was a crowded 4 foot in the fifth after Skip Myron made a perfect freeze on the button leading to a steal of one. Skip Megger had an open draw for three in the sixth, that overcurled, nicking a guard and settling for a deuce. Team Nicol put the game to bed with a field goal in the seventh, then ran the opposition out of rocks in the eighth, preserving the 10-4 win. With regular season second place finisher team Don Freshy not available for the playoffs, team Jill Winters assumed the second seed, and got all she could handle against team Nando Salviolo. Team Salviolo started strong, putting up a three spot in the first, then tacking on a steal of two in the second. Skip Winters had to settle for a single in the third after coming up short on her last rock draw attempt for two. Skip Nando made a perfect hit and roll behind cover with his first in the fourth, but couldn't negotiate a draw path for the second point with his last. Momentum switched in the fifth after team Salviolo grazed a few guards early in the end, then Skip Nando's last rock hit rolled out, allowing Skip Winters a free draw for four. Team Winters managed a steal of one behind a wall of granite in the sixth, tying the game at six all. Skip Salviolo's last rock blank attempt stuck around for a single in the seventh, setting the stage for Team Winters to score a deuce in eight for an exciting come-from-behind 8-7 Team Winters win. Fourth seed team Ken Fiennes put lots of rocks in play and kept the pressure on Team Ken Coles all game. Team Fiennes started with a field goal in the first, then forced Skip Coles into a delicate raise to the button for one in the second. With two Team Fiennes stones buried, Skip Coles tried an angle raise takeout with his last rock in the third that just missed, allowing Skip Fiennes to make a short raise to the 8 foot for another three spot in the third. Team Coles were held to a single in the fourth, then it was more from Team Fiennes in the fifth, as they put up their third field goal of the night, before salting the game away with a steal of two in the sixth, for the handshaking 11-2 Team Fiennes win. The last game of the night saw third seed Team Bartlett Excavating, skipped by Dean Horning, take on Team Marcus Partridge, skipped by Trevor Miller this week. After Skip Horning's last rock hit and roll attempt went too far, Skip Miller made his own hit and roll for three in the first. The second end saw a huge turning point in the game when Skip Miller's last rock hit and stay attempt to lay two, jammed on his own, giving Skip Horning the opportunity for an open hit and stay for a huge five. Facing a well-guarded 4 foot, Skip Miller tried a wide-angle hit and roll, that unfortunately stayed straight for an agonizing flash, and a steal of four for Team Bartlett in the third. Team Partridge manufactured their deuce in the fourth, then held Team Bartlett to a single in the fifth. Every rock was in play in the sixth, as Skip Horning managed a delicate angle raise to the button with his last that Skip Miller couldn't duplicate, conceding to the 11-5 Team Bartlett victory after the steal of one. The Trail Super League playoffs continue for the next 2 weeks at the Trail Curling Club. Spectators are welcome.